Okay, so the other day I got a question on Snapchat and someone asked me like, hey Liz, how do I make this guy obsessed with me? And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make a YouTube video about this, because the goal shouldn't be that this guy is obsessed with you. The goal should be that you are obsessed with yourself. When you are obsessed with yourself, other people naturally become obsessed with you. It is how it is. The thing here is you can't make people obsessed with you. The only way people become obsessed with you is because they see that you are investing time in yourself. They see that you're investing money in yourself. They see that you are loving yourself. And because people lack that, people lack self-love, people lack that confidence in themselves. So when they look at you, they want to be around you. They want to be with you or be you, because you are what they don't have. So if you really want to know how to make people obsessed with you, it's all about you. It's about you, honey, about no one else. Like, the minute people see that you are going after your passions, that you are taking care of yourself, that you are literally leveling up in every area of your life, that's the minute that people will gravitate towards you. That's the minute that people on a higher vibration will also gravitate towards you. You cannot attract high vibrating people when you're vibrating low. It's not even about your circumstances, you know? Maybe you are at a lower position than that person, but your vibration is high. You're positive. You're visualizing things for yourself. Then you're also vibing high, and then you can attract those high vibrational people. But if you're negative, if you're in a poor state of mind and you think, oh, nothing is working out for me, I can't have that, that's for lucky people, that's for people that can have it, blah, 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 you will also not attract that. So first of all, you need to get that mindset right. You wanna be someone that people are obsessed with. Why would they be obsessed with you? If you're constantly sitting in your bedroom, being sad all day, listening to sad music, watching sad shows, then you're like, oh, people should be obsessed. Obsessed with what? With what, honey? What is there to be obsessed about? See, once you get that clear vision of yourself, right? That vision of what you feel like, you know what? If I was this kind of person of myself, I would be so obsessed with myself. If you get that clear vision, like, what does she do? How does she act? Where does she go? Does she go to the gym or does she not go to the gym? What does she eat? How is her hairstyle? What clothes does she wear? How does she act? Who does she hang around with? Once you get that clear vision in your head and you start behaving like this person, even though you're not there yet, that's when you will attract the people that will help you get to that level and the people that will be quote unquote obsessed with you. The thing is, once you are so invested in yourself and once you are so focused on your passions, your goals and yourself, and you're doing the things that you love so much, I promise you, you don't even want people to be obsessed with you. You don't need that. You literally start to become like, I really love life and I love myself. You see this when like women or men, they go through a breakup and they start like changing their lifestyle. They start going to the gym. They start looking better. They start feeling better. They make new friends. Then you see all of a sudden these people, they don't care about their ex anymore. And they're like, you know what? I don't even want them anymore, because the person that we actually want is ourselves. So it's all about energy, right? Like, for example, a girl that walks into a room and is not caring about who she's gonna impress, but she just cares about, oh, I'm gonna have a lovely time with my friends. Those are the most attractive people. They are vibrating on a confident level. Their energy is confident. They're just there to be happy, have a great time. And you will see that most people will go to her instead of other people that are desperate and looking around like, oh my God, I hope someone likes me. No. Honey, the key to all your dreams, the key to everything you want is you. And once you start realizing this, the faster you realize this, the faster your life will start to fall into place. I don't go into places thinking, oh my God, I hope they will like me, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I like myself. Everywhere I walk into, I like myself. You have to be happy to get up in the morning. Like, you have to find something that fulfills you. Like, whether it's a passion, whatever. For me, it's obviously like content. It's like making YouTube videos, these type of stuff that fulfills me. That makes me happy. Or waking up in the morning, going to the gym, making sure I look good. Like, anything that makes me look good, makes me happier, makes me money. that makes me happy. That gives me passion for life. So you have to find that as well. Because when you have no passions, when you have nothing to literally get up for in the morning, obviously you will not be attracted to attractive to other people. If you want other people to be obsessed with you, then they should think, oh my God, like I want to be a part of her life. Her life seems so much fun. She seems so happy. I want to be happy too. Like I want to get close to her so I can experience whatever she's experiencing. But my love, I promise you, you being sad all day, you not doing anything will not make anyone want to be a part of your life or want to be with you, attracted to you, obsessed with you. It will not happen. So honey, what you should do now, okay, what we're gonna do, you're gonna focus on becoming physically more attractive, like whatever that is for you. Like literally think about, okay, what would the best version of me look like? Like, think about that. What is her best, like, hair color? What is, like, how does her face look? Like, what is it? You know, how does her body look? Look at the things that you can change. Second, we need to get that mind right. So we need to get some therapy. We need to start journaling, whatever you need to do to get that mind right and to get that confidence up, because that's all a mental thing. Being hot is a mentality. Third, we start looking for an activity that makes us want to get up in the morning. You know, like, okay, for example, you go to work, you hate your job, whatever, you can't fix it, blah, blah. After your job, what do you do? What do you do for fun? Huh? What do you do something like, what is fun for you? Maybe you join a sport and you like that sport. And then also that sport will help you to get your dream body. So like, oh my God, that is two stones or something in one. I don't know what that means. Then my baby girl, we also start listening to affirmations that every day say, oh my God, you're beautiful, you're attractive, everyone wants you, blah, blah, blah. You start listening to these things. We start rewiring our mind. And you also make sure you have a community. You have friends that uplift you, that make you feel better about yourself. You go out with them and then you go out to actually have fun. Go out to have fun. Don't go out to impress people. Don't go out to find someone. Go out to have fun. And then you will see everyone will radiate towards you because your energy is different. If you guys start to understand that everything in life is about energy, I'm telling you, your life will completely change. And then, my love, at the end, the guy will be sending me a message asking me, hi Liz, how do I make this girl obsessed with me? Because he can see, oh my God, this girl is literally so confident. She's looking so amazing. She literally is living the best life ever. I want to be a part of that. I want her. I want her, and I will do everything I can to get her. So yeah, my love, this is my answer to your question. I hope you liked it. And I love you guys. I love you guys so much. And yeah, I see you in the next video. Love you. Bye-bye.